Oh, that's right. How you doing today? Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with a good friend that I've known for many years in many capacities, wearing many hats. Becky McIntosh is here, and she's now the Fun Development Coordinator for Healthy Learners. How you doing today, Becky?
I am doing just great. How about you, Ann?
Very good. Very good.
Great.
So you've retired, so to speak, right?
Well, let's say I retired from Piedmont Tech.
Right.
But I did not retire from work. So I knew I wanted to do something part-time.
Right.
About 20 hours a week.
So and how many hours are you working, Becky?
Well, I'm supposed to be working about 20 for Healthy Learners, which I love, by the way. I love Healthy Learners. I was afraid that when I retired that I would not find work that I would be as passionate about as I was, as you know well.
Right.
After many conversations about two-year education, how important it is. And I did. I found Healthy Learners. And I feel the same way. I mean, it's at the total opposite end of the spectrum. It's working with children. The program works with children in elementary schools and middle schools. And it's just great to find a mission field that I love. And that's what I did. But I'm supposed to be working about 20 hours a week. I'm sure it's many more than that. I still help out at the Chamber of Commerce. I love that and all their events and activities and all that they do to support the community. So, yeah, I keep busy.
You're very busy. Absolutely.
Yes.
So, Healthy Learners, that sounds like something we should know about, but I think a lot of people actually don't know about Healthy Learners.
I think you're exactly right. I did not know about Healthy Learners until maybe 2 years ago. And I learned because I learned through the Greenwood County Community Foundation. And I thought, Healthy Learners, how could I not know about that program? My children went through District 50. Schools had a great education, and I'm a parent, so why would I not know? And I realized that the program didn't come to Greenwood until 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I only had one child left in school, sophomore in high school.
Still about 9 years.
Yes. And so you make a good point, and I did realize it too, that it's not well known, and it's such a great program. I was just, you know how things are just serendipitous. I was starting to think about going to work part-time somewhere, and right about that time, Healthy Learners decided that they needed a part-time fund development coordinator, and we just matched.
So, now, what is a fund development coordinator?
Well, I really have two main objectives, and one is to raise awareness of Healthy Learners in Greenwood County, which mm-hmm. is what I'm doing right now, and I love it. Talk about Healthy Learners. That's number one. Number two is to reach out to individuals, organizations, corporations, businesses, companies, whomever, and see if someone would consider a charitable gift to Healthy Learners, because we are a nonprofit and we do not have state or city or county support, but we do have good support from other areas right now: United Way, Self Family Foundation, Self-Regional Healthcare, and the Greenwood County Community Foundation as well.
But now, what exactly does Healthy Learners do, though?
Let's back up. You're exactly right. Healthy Learners ensures that healthcare is not a barrier to children. In other words, to children being successful in school. Mm-hmm. The Sisters of Charity started this organization back in 1997. Just I'll give you a brief history lesson.
Sure,
is that okay? Just so you know where it comes from. Sisters of Charity originated in Ohio, and they moved to South Carolina several years ago. And a dentist in the Columbia area, working with Providence Hospital, mm-hmm. which is owned by Sisters of Charity, part of the Catholic Church, realized that there was a gap in child care, delivery of services for children, mm-hmm. not really child care, but health care for children. And they formed Healthy Learners. So that was 1997, and it provides transportation to children. Sometimes parents cannot get their kids to,
sure.
you know, I was fortunate, you were probably fortunate. A lot of people are fortunate they can get their kids to appointments. Some parents don't have that luxury. They work in jobs they cannot leave for mm-hmm. a doctor's appointment for a son or daughter. Other parents don't have the means to do it or the insurance to pay for it. So Healthy Learners fills that gap and actually picks up children and takes them to their dentist appointments, their doctor's appointments, takes them to pick up medications, or actually goes and picks up medications with a signed release from a parent, of course. It is a wonderful program.
Well, and it actually helps teachers discover problems that they may not have realized that a child had. For example, seeing, needing glasses, or hearing. Some of those things are discovered, and they actually make sure they get to an appointment to find this out, don't they?
That's exactly what happens. As I've been talking to different people and groups about healthy learners, the question always comes about referral. All of our referrals come from school nurses or social workers. And Elaine Copeland is the director. Mm-hmm. Alice Ballantyne is the student services coordinator. And they work with the schools. All the children that we serve are from District 50 right now. We're moving into Ware Shoals, and we hope to eventually cover the whole county. But they, just as you mentioned, they'll get a call from a teacher or a guidance counselor, or a parent, or a child may come into the office and say, something's happened, or I'm having an asthma attack. And sometimes they're acute like that, and they need medicine. Sometimes, a toothache. My gosh. Mm-hmm. You can't focus and concentrate with a toothache.
Sure.
And they need to go to the dentist, and they may have never been. Some children have never been to a dentist until something like this happens. So the school nurse contacts the healthy learner coordinator and the director, Elaine. And their offices are not in the school system. Their offices are the brick building behind Main Street Methodist Church. I mean, Main Street Methodist Church owns that building, and that's where their office is. And they coordinate. There's a lot of paperwork. Parents are involved, parents' signatures, permissions. They take care of all of that. Mm-hmm. So they make it possible for a child to get health care. It might be an exam. It might be medication. Mm-hmm. It might be a referral to counseling. Whatever the need is, healthy learners steps in and is that bridge, that transition when it's needed.
Yeah. So, good stuff. And the problem is, though, it does take money to do this, doesn't it?
It does.
Unfortunately, it's not free.
Yes.
It is free to the child, I guess we could say,
in the
family.
It is.
But it still costs there. So we're going to be talking more about that. If you are interested, Becky, what's going to be a telephone number that somebody can call if they have an interest after the show to call?
Yes, call me, please. 993-6501.
6501. So Becky McIntosh is our special guest today. And you should be hearing a new commercial that we just did for Gracie's Facebook page, Gracie Gives Back. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you'll like it on Facebook. And I hope you'll start gathering up some of those blankets around there as you're looking at the blankets to see if they're ones you're going to use or the ones you're thinking about getting rid of. Hey, those dogs out there at the Humane Society sure would appreciate them. And Gracie has made it her mission to make sure her brothers and sisters are not cold this cold season coming up. Hey, we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
That's right. We're right back here. Sharp Facets Gallery right here on the 72 Bypass. We posted some interesting items on Facebook today. We got a wowza ring out there on Facebook, Sharp Facets. Make sure you check that one out. An antique ring, 3 across, with beautiful diamonds in it. Make sure you check that one out. We also have a Shriner's ring and a moose ring. There you go. They're right there on Facebook. Check them out. They're real deals, as I like to call them, smoochable deals. Yeah, but we are here this afternoon with Becky McIntosh. She's now working with Healthy Learners. And, of course, the whole concept behind Healthy Learners is to make sure that our children can learn starting at an early age so that they can do well in school, so that they can go out and find a career and a job and support themselves. That's the whole premise there, right?
That is exactly right. We want children to be healthy. And if they're healthy, they'll be better students.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're better students, they will continue through school. They'll have early successes. They'll graduate. And that builds thriving communities. So I love it. Just love it.
Absolutely. So Healthy Learners has been around since, what did you say, 2000?
It came to Greenwood in 2005. And we are very fortunate to have Healthy Learners. When it started in Columbia in the mid-90s, after about 6 years, they decided to branch out.
Mm-hmm.
And right about at that time, the Sell Family Foundation was looking throughout the state for programs that met the health needs of children.
Mm-hmm.
They learned about Healthy Learners.
Right.
John Heidel was...
Who came from Providence
Hospital.
Yes, it's a story that comes together here.
To Greenwood, and we just are so fortunate to have Healthy Learners here. Because it's not everywhere. There's only three other sites outside of the Midlands area.
Wow.
So we're very fortunate.
Yeah. So
2005 is when it actually came here.
So this is a program that really helps children in need, makes it so that they can identify problems, solve problems. And, you know, for parents that just can't be there, take them to the appointments, whatnot, this is where Healthy Learners steps in and does make sure they get to their appointments, make sure they get back. If they need medication, the school nurse will have the medication. I mean, it just is a helping hand to those families that can't do it all.
That is exactly right. It's a wonderful program. The children that are in the program, they love Miss Ballantyne, she's one that comes and picks them up. We have a van.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a gray van skirting around town with Healthy Learners on the side, that's the van that picks up the children at the school,
mm-hmm.
takes them, and she coordinates along with Elaine, the director, and Elaine Copeland, they arrange the appointments, and they try to be very efficient. They will try to line up two or three appointments at one time, and
mm-hmm.
then take the children to the appointment, stay with them, of course, and then bring them back to the school. And it just makes so much sense to me when I think about the needs of children and how we can help them in such a simplistic way. The program doesn't have a lot of overhead. The two positions are full-time positions because and they're the only one that can drive the children. You know, I wanted to, but I learned I can't, mm-hmm. because that needs to be done by full-time professional people that maintain this program, maintain strong relationships with District 50, and they're moving into where Shoals District, which we're excited about this year. They have
One of the things about it is it takes an act of Congress to be able to get a child out of school.
It does.
I mean, you know, it's not like the old days where you went and said, I've come to pick up my kid. No. You got to have a note even to get inside the school.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've been around to some of the schools to visit and meet with PTOs and talk more about the program. And you're right. It is an act of Congress to get into the school.
Right, exactly.
Take a child out, I can only imagine.
Right.
So it's a good thing. But they do love the staff of Healthy Learners. And I think one of the reasons that I am so attracted to it and why I support it so much is because it is such a basic need that nobody else is doing. Some communities have, public transportation, and Greenwood doesn't, and this is a way that can help so much. Some of the other services, when you think of the different services that we provide, you know, transportation is number one, but also where we take the children. There's wonderful partners here in Greenwood. It could be the dentist that you go to, or a pediatrician that you know well, or someone that works in hearing, eyesight. All of those doctors, many of them provide in-kind services because of Healthy Learners. Healthy Learners came to town. Elaine Copeland was able to meet with these doctors and dentists, and they become partners, and then the partners offer these services in kind. Others offer and work with patients that are, or children that are Medicaid recipients,
mm-hmm.
and that works. And sometimes they might be eligible, but the paperwork hasn't been done, and the Healthy Learners staff is that connection. Helps the parents with that process, provides them the information they know to make it accessible for their child in the future. It's just great.
So the charges, if there's a charge to go to the doctor, what you're telling us is if the child is a Medicaid child, that's one portion of it. But what if that child is not?
If the child is not a Medicaid child and there's a fee, a cost involved, and the parents either don't have insurance or they are low, you know, have insurance that they cannot pay the differential, the Healthy Learners budget can cover some of those services if they're not in kind. But many of those are provided in kind by our doctors here in Greenwood and the dentists, eye doctors. It's just amazing. It's wonderful. And I don't want to list or name any of them because there are several. There's about 15 different partner medical partners here in Greenwood.
Sure. No, I just was curious because that's always, you know, at the bottom line, it always does come down to type of charge.
And that is a part of our budget, too, because there are some services and also medications that are not in kind. And we have about $25,000 in the budget for that each year. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of fluid in terms of one year we may need to spend more than that. Another year they maybe had some money that they didn't need to spend. But that's an estimated amount for those services that aren't covered. If the parents don't have it, we want to still provide the service.
Sure. Well, this is what we're talking today, Healthy Learners. Now, does Healthy Learners have a website?
We do.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
HealthyLearners.com.
Oh, boy. There you go. That was interesting.
HealthyLearners.com. And when you go to the website, you will see the five different areas that offer Healthy Learners. You click on Greenwood, you'll see photographs of our staff, Elaine and Alice, working with the children, and learn more about what we do. There's also data available, and I've got some data here. Data is important, absolutely important, and I think the biggest piece of data that I would tell you is that here in Greenwood, 100% of the children that are referred to Healthy Learners has been served. We have never been...
They had to turn anybody away.
Because I wasn't with them till just the last 2-3 months, but they've never had to turn a child away. They have been able to help every child.
I bet sometimes that's challenging, though.
Yes,
not everything falls into just a simple audio exam or eye exam and fix them up with some glasses. Sometimes there's some other problems there that are going to require more time and more work to fix the problem.
Well, you're exactly right, and I will share with you a partnership that, as I have talked with different groups, I've been asked this question, so I'll assume that someone is listening to the radio and thinking this. What about the vision program that the Lions Club has?
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly are partners. The Lions Club has this fantastic camera.
Machine. Yeah, the camera.
The spot camera that they take to all the schools, and they can assess a child's eyesight or a teacher's or anybody's in just a few seconds. It's amazing.
And you don't actually have to be verbal, which is another good thing, particularly if you're dealing with autism or deafness, this type of thing.
Purely, yeah. This camera looks at the eyes of the child, and it just takes seconds. And the volunteers from the Lions Club go to every school and do this.
That was an expensive piece of equipment, if I remember correctly. I think, wasn't it something like $6,000?
I think it was $10,000 to buy that camera, but it is well worth it. And I happened to be at Rice Elementary yesterday to observe the process. And the children just love it. They're all lined up and they go in. And there's no contact between the volunteers from Lions Club and the child. They're sitting behind a table, and the teachers are with them, and this is done. Now, the great thing is, if the assessment says this child needs an eye exam, then that information goes to the nurse, and the process starts.
Right.
The nurse contacts the parents. If the parent is able to come and take them to an eye exam, that's fine. If the parent isn't,
Healthy Learners is right there. Well, you know what? Well, this is going to be what we're talking about here today. It's all about Healthy Learners. You can check their website, healthylearners.com. It's a very fortunate that we have this program right here in Greenwood. We're going to talk more about it. So, Jones, why don't you stay right with us? Right now, it is time for South Carolina Radio News, a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos. So I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. Sharp Passes Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. You know, I was telling Becky about when I got my first pair of glasses, and, you know, I being the perfect child that I was.
Okay.
Yes, I was the perfect child. Yes, siree. And then I had, I think I was in the sixth grade, and we had an eye exam, and, oh, my God, I failed. I couldn't do right. I couldn't see it. So my mom took me to the eye doctor after that exam, and he came back and he goes, yes, Ann, you're nearsighted and we're going to have to get you some glasses. And I was just crushed that I was no longer perfect. But anyways, I managed to go on. When the glasses came 2 weeks later, we lived in a small town, so they had to, this is back in the day when you didn't get them in an hour. I put them on, and I was standing right by the door where the glasses came in, and I put them on, and I looked across the street. There was a big common area over there, and I looked across the street, and I could see the green grass, and I could see the blue sky, and I could see a dog running across, and I was just like, oh my God, this is wonderful. And my mother, in all her wisdom, stood there and went, now, Anne, you're going off to camp this weekend. You don't need to take the glasses with you. And I said, oh, yes, I am.
Of course you are. You found a whole new world out there.
Exactly, exactly. So, I mean, that's my story when it comes to finding out how you needed something. And the same type of thing happens, and that's where healthy learners, there's plenty of kids where mom and dad can take care of this and make sure that they get the glasses or the whatever else is needed. But in a lot of cases, you know, and I know that it's been tough out there in the economy, and to have the opportunity to have an organization that can stand in and help get these kids to the appointments, because that's one of the big things. You're
exactly.
right.
Exactly. They need transportation.
Yes.
And they just need someone to assist with the process.
Yeah.
And they are so good with the children. I have heard stories. I don't get to deliver the services, but I have heard the staff talk about how excited a child was to get glasses and just be joyful. And of course, now glasses are very much in style.
Sure.
They're the trend. And so it's like, Can I get glasses? Well, no, you can see fine. You don't get glasses. But the children are just excited about it, getting the glasses. And I say children. Actually, the program assists middle school children and high school students. So, you know, if there's a high school student that cannot get to an appointment, we certainly work with them as well. All, what, 10 elementary schools and the 3 middle schools and the 2 high schools in Greenwood County. And adding on Weir Shoals. So that's a lot of schools that we cover with just those 2 staff.
Well, how do you do it with just 2 staff?
Well, they're very organized. They're very efficient. Unless it's, you know, an acute situation where they have to take a child right away, they do that. But they try to be efficient with their time and setting up their appointments and managing it. Mm-hmm. And that's what they do. And they... There's systems, because it is a statewide program in terms of reporting, and they just work very diligently.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Now, I was looking over some of the figures here. If I am correct, it says since 2005, 1,136 children have been served?
That is correct. Sometimes when a child comes in and the staff learns and realizes that the child would be eligible for Medicaid and is not on Medicaid, they help the parent with that process, because mom and dad are on Medicaid, you have to do a separate application for each child, which doesn't really make sense to me, but that's what you have to do. And so they can facilitate that process, then they can ask, well, you know, brothers and sisters. And so sometimes they're able to help move along and get more children covered if they need something. And if a child is a sibling and they maybe don't have a toothache, but if they've never been to the dentist, then this is good preventative. So they will bring that child along. So they do work with siblings that way, and that increases the number. And just raising the awareness of the program, the numbers have increased each year, and that's really good. Over 6,600 services have been provided, which means there are some children that we help more than once. The miles traveled, it's almost 80,000 miles that have been traveled. And actually, it's way over that now, because this was data from July 1st. So a lot of miles are traveled all over Greenwood County. And the hours delivering services, this is very much a one-on-one situation, over 9,000 hours logged delivering services.
That's a lot. Yes, that is a lot. Well, that is some terrific and some very well-spent activities that are going on. And again, other type of things, others beside hearing and eyes and dental, what other type of services do they provide when needed?
Well, they do the referrals to counseling if that's, treatment for, if there's a mental health situation, they can make a referral here in Greenwood to the mental health agency. The medication assistance is important. A child needs medication, then they can pick that up for them. There's acute episodes sometime of like an allergy or an asthma attack, that kind of thing. And other than that, what we talked about, dental, eye exams, hearing, and then just regular pediatric medical care.
So, okay. So those are some of the things they do. Now, you need volunteers to do, do you have volunteer needs or is it mainly monetary?
There's a couple of ways that we can use volunteers. And it's wonderful when people ask, how can I volunteer? That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to drive. I just really wanted to be able to drive up to school and pick up some children and take them on. And, okay.
Yeah, I took that act of Congress. Never mind.
That's right. There's risk management, insurance, and HIPAA, and all of those things. But we have a program called the Friends of Healthy Learners.
Some kind of like the Friends of the Library.
We have the Friends of Healthy Learners.
Exactly. Okay, go ahead.
We have Friends of Healthy Learners, and there's a group of people from Greenwood that have been the Friends of Healthy Learners since its inception in 2005. We're expanding that group right now, and I have made several phone calls in the last 2 weeks, and everybody that I called, once I explained to them what we're doing, they say, yes, sign me up. So we're enlarging this group of Friends for Healthy Learners. And what we will do, there's several, a couple of different ways. One is just to help raise awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that means, how can I go out and make presentations, or how can they go out and make presentations if they choose to do that. Also, we're going to do a fundraiser in the spring. There's so many things in Greenwood to do, but we're going to find a time and place where we can do one also. And that takes a lot of people, a lot of helping hands. So that's what they're going to do. Coats for Kids is a program right now. Christy Rush from Rush Heating and Cooling have sponsored that, and they've got many partners this time helping them, and those coats are being distributed through Healthy Learners. It's not our program, but we are absolutely partners with them, and Elaine and Alice are bringing those coats out into the schools. So that's one way to help. And then the charitable gifts, whether it be an individual or an organization, because we do need funding. There's a gap between the funding that we get from those four organizations that I mentioned. They're great supporters. We have gotten a couple of grants from some organizations, which is wonderful. But there is still a gap. So there's where the need for individual donors, because it's our community.
Absolutely.
These are people that in our community that need our help.
Absolutely. Well, listen, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We are talking about Healthy Learners. You could call Becky, 993-6501. That's 993-6501 if you have questions or you'd like to be part of Friends of Healthy Learners. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We'll be right back.
Does this make sense? We buy your gold, diamonds, jewelry, coins, sterling silver at the highest prices, paying extra for fine jewelry and quality, and we're always buying your diamonds and colored stones too. But we sell at the lowest prices, from diamonds to gemstone jewelry to sterling silver pieces and antique and estate jewelry. Always lowest prices for quality jewelry. See us today, Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here this afternoon. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Gosh, I tell you what, it's been a beautiful day today. I tell you what, this weather has been to die for, hasn't it?
Oh, it has been. I would have loved to be on the lake this afternoon.
It
would be like summer.
Yeah, except cooler.
Yes. It's beautiful.
But it is
it would
beautiful.
Be cooler.
Yeah.
I do like to spend time on the lake.
Absolutely. So, by the way, if it's supposed to be getting a little chillier, though, so those coats for our for kids here is an excellent program, and every year that Coats for Kids with Rush Heating and Cooling, Christy Rush, really has expanded. They get a lot of support from a lot of different stores and whatnot, and those coats are going to be coming in very handy for the kids.
They are. They are in the process of distributing the coats. I was talking with Elaine and Alice today. Because this cold weather's coming, and they're getting them out into the schools and getting them to the homes where they need to be.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, you know, I know we can give out coats and everything else, but when I see teenagers with flip-flops on and it's 25 and 30 degrees out there, I say, what is wrong with this child?
That's right. I'm from Minnesota, so you would think that I could put up with cold weather, but you know, I want to dress for the warmth. I want to be warm and be layered. And even though I grew up in Minnesota, it still gets cold here to me.
It does. It does. All right. Well, anyway, we are getting ready going into the fall season and the holiday season. You know, kids can't do a good job if they're, one, hungry. Number one, hungry. You cannot have children doing a good job if they're hungry. One of the statistics that just blew my mind when we had United Way here, Denise Manley here, telling all of us that when the backpack program, I think is such a great program for kids for the weekend, for kids that don't have meals and everything on the weekend, that when we send a child home on a Friday afternoon and they really don't have anything, I'll use the word healthy, to eat, it takes them coming back to school Monday, Tuesday, by Wednesday, their bodies and their minds are able to concentrate and learn again. That's missing half the week.
It is. That's so sad. Oh, yeah. My goodness. And you take that and add to it a child that can't see the board, can't read the board,
No wonder you say, as a child, why am I here? What am I doing?
Yeah.
You know, that contributes to the dropout rate.
Well, and the dropout rate's so important. Whatever profession anyone is in, or whatever our concerns and cares are, we have to have children go all the way through school, graduate, and grow this community. And
well, you know, that's why the Greenwood Promise is such a excellent program that is going to be coming online. I think it's 2016 will be the first class. We had Heather Simmons-Jones on last week talking about this new program through the partnership. What an opportunity. If you can get your child, here you go. You got to get your child all the way through school. They graduate from a local high school, private school, but graduate in this area in Greenwood County. They can go to school for free. That is the Greenwood Promise when it comes to particularly technical school. They can get a degree that is going to give them the way to be able to support themselves and grow the manufacturing and technical aspects, which are so important in tomorrow's jobs.
Absolutely. When I think about listening to the county indicators meetings that have been held in Greenwood and the different indicators, looking at what's going on in our county, so many things come back to education, that is the solution. And there's many solutions, but no matter which way we were turning or what I was listening to the meetings, that education. And so whether it be technical education, high school, partnering with colleges, and then just looking back to the children, that I have to keep saying it, if the child has early successes in school, I think
they
the chances of them staying in school are good. If they don't have early successes, if they can't do well, I think I'm sure there's data out there that I don't know, but that child may not see 12th grade, and that hurts the whole community.
Well, the other thing is, you know, they lose that desire to succeed. We have kids when they first go to school, they're all excited and wide-eyed and everything, and sometimes somewhere in there they start losing. If they have a health issue, like they can't see or they can't hear that well, these are things that are going to hold them back.
That's right.
It's just like hunger. Just like hunger. You cannot do a good job if you are hungry. So that's one of the reasons I think that, feeding our kids, but also this backpack program, going home on the weekends, is so important for those families, for those children that just do not have food. So if you can find it in your heart to help out with any of these programs, it sure would be great, because yes, we want the unemployment rate to be low in Greenwood. We need jobs, and we need capable workforce. So what were you going to say, Becky?
I was going to say that as people are listening and they recognize this, and you have a sense that you want to give a charitable gift for Christmas. You know, we're all going to be thinking of what we're thankful for at Thanksgiving. And I know sometimes that's like, gosh, I have so much that I'm thankful for, so I want to give to somebody else. I guess I want them to hear again that if you would like to make a donation to Healthy Learners, whether it be a big gift or a small gift, any gift counts. You can do that online.
Oh, okay.
Now, you mentioned earlier our website.
Sure.
And if you go to healthylearners.com, you can actually make a donation right there, which would be wonderful. Or you can call me, and I'll be glad to bring you or send you an envelope where you can put a check in it. Or you can just mail a check to Healthy Learners, 211 North Main Street, Greenwood, South Carolina.
Okay.
211 North Main Street, Greenwood, 29646. The checks all go to Columbia, but it's based on where you live. And anyone that is from Greenwood County, your money comes back to Greenwood County. That is a definite.
Well, that's a very good thing. So other things that I know that you're able to help with, reducing costly emergency room visits because...
Oh, this is great. We have a ROI. Our return on investment is $3.27 for every $1 that you would give because of the reduced number of children and families that need to go to an emergency room because their child gets the help they need during the week at a regular doctor's office. It's amazing how a program like this, a very basic program, can have an effect on emergency room, and it does.
Yeah, so that's another thing to think about. And they're getting not only those emergency services that they need, but they're getting good care. They get checkups, correct?
Yes, they do, to answer your question. What's great is there may be a child or siblings, maybe three children, that have never been to a dentist, and now they're all seeing a dentist for the first time. Now they have a family dentist. So next year they know where to go. The same with a pediatrician, or an eye doctor, optometrist, or a dentist. If they've never had a family doctor,
correct,
they will now have a family doctor. We have connected a family to someone. And again, I have to put a thank you out there to the listeners, any of you listeners that are one of our partners. Thank you so much for the donations of your time. And your talents, your gifts to in your offices. They're just
you know, there
amazing.
Are so many people that doctors of all types that do amazing things for no money because they want to give back to the community.
Yes. Yes.
And whether they're helping Healthy Learners or United Ministries or the community care found, you know, all of these work with partners that certainly help them out. And you're right. They need a big thank you. They do it quietly. They don't want anybody to know. They just do it out of the goodness of their heart and out of the money out of their pocketbook.
Yes.
They take care of them.
Yes, they do.
So it is pretty awesome that we have givers like that out there. Yes. All right. So anything else we should talk about? We've talked about what Healthy Learners. You can go to healthylearners.com. They'd love to have you be part of the Friends of Healthy Learners. That you can give charitable gifts. They are working with the Coats for Kids to make sure we've got coats. And I tell you what, if they're going to get them out before the weekend, that may be a good thing because it's supposed to get very cold.
I know it. Brr.
Yeah.
And if you have questions at all, just call me. That number I gave you again is 993-6501. It's my cell phone, and I carry it with me all the time. And I get calls about Healthy Learners. And just, I would love to hear from you. Really would.
So make sure you do that. You'll be glad you did. Currently, the operating budget for the Greenwood program is how much? It's a pretty big program.
It is. It's a $195,000 budget for a year. And
that's no small potatoes, honey.
I know it. And thank goodness for Self Family Foundation and Self Regional Healthcare and United Way, because programs like this have to be coordinated, they have to be organized, they have to be done at a professional level. And that's why it's efficient. That's why you said, how can they do all that? Mm-hmm. Well, because it's very well coordinated and maintained. We try to be lean in the processes that we use so that we can serve more children. That's the bottom line. We want to serve more kids.
Absolutely. So that's a very good thing. It's Healthy Learners. It's healthylearners.com. We've been talking with Becky McIntosh. She is the Fund Development Coordinator.
And I have fun doing it.
You have fun doing it?
Yes,
okay.
Fun raising funds.
Well, you know, I think it's got to be a fun job to be able to see results driven so easily, to take a child that can't see and put a pair of glasses on them,
yes,
and now they can start reading as much as they should, looking at the board as much as they should, and not missing the things, and probably even in sports in some cases where they were missing the ball and this type of thing, it helps there too.
Absolutely. There's many benefits.
So these are the type of things that can put a smile on your heart, and when you know that you have donated to an organization that is as efficient, I think in today's world, that's one of the things that we want to know. When we give our hard-earned money to an organization, we don't want to hear that the organization is top-heavy with management. We want to hear that the funds are going where they're intended.
That's exactly right. And here, every penny that you give comes back to Greenwood.
Absolutely. Yes. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Becky, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you, Anne. I enjoyed it, as I always have. I'll be back anytime.
Absolutely. Hey, that's going to do it for us today. Hey, don't forget, this evening, 6:30 out there at Piedmont Tech, we are having a special travel presentation. It is to go on my trip, America Music Cities, New Orleans, Memphis, and Nashville, May 24th through the 31st. We're going to have a good time. I hope you come along because it is going to be a blast. So that is tonight at 6:30 out there at Piedmont Tech. That's going to do it for me. Bye-bye, everybody.